What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our last look for this week. Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Former President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, submitted a formal request to the Board of Directors of the Central American Parliament, PARLISEN, this to assume his seat as a deputy in the said regional body, as it is his right after concluding his presidential term. In a letter that was dated on Monday, the 14th of October, Cortizo recalled that in accordance with Article 2 of the internal regulations of PARLISEN and the provisions of the Constitutive Treaty, he has the right to assume a position in the Central American Parliament once his term as head of state has ended. The letter was received by the Board of Directors on Wednesday, the 16th of October. The Prince had consulted with the PARLISEN deputy, Carlos Uten, who confirmed the information, although he described the swearing-in of the former president as complicated, since the selection of a new Board of Directors in Panama is currently in process. I find it difficult that he will be sworn in October. Right now, that swearing-in is not a priority for PARLISEN, said Uten. The Attorney General of the Nation, Javier Caraballo, spoke about different topics on the public agenda this Thursday. Management before the Central American Parliament, PARLISEN, to investigate former Vice President Jose Gabriel Gabi Carrizo, the presence of Panama in the criminal groups Tren de Aragua and the Clan of Del Golfo, Operation Jericho and Congressman Raul Pineda, and the progress in the cases being handled by the Public Prosecutor's Office for the parallel decentralization scandal, among other issues. The attorney confirmed that they did indeed receive a complaint related to Carrizo, Vice President of the Republic, up until June the 30th. He was also the presidential candidate of the PRD in the elections of the 5th of May. Since the Public Prosecutor's Office does not have jurisdiction to investigate members of PARLISEN, it requested a certification to determine whether Carrizo was sworn in as a Central American parliamentarian. If he was, the file must be sent to the Supreme Court of Justice, which has the constitutional jurisdiction to prosecute deputies, principal and alternate of PARLISEN, and the National Assembly. So far, they have not given him an answer. The complaint against Carrizo is related to the alleged use of the HP-20 aircraft owned by the Civil Aeronautics Authority for personal trips. It was filed by lawyers Alejandro Perez and Carlos Navarro, who request that the former official be investigated for the alleged commission of crimes against public administration, as they claim that the former vice president committed a series of irregularities in the management of state resources. Caraballo added that his office has another complaint against Carrizo for different reasons, although he did not detail the content of the complaint. Caraballo also referred to the presence of criminal groups in the country, such as the Clan del Golfo and the Tren de Aragua. He noted that the Clan del Golfo has been active in the country for some years, while the Tren de Aragua is a more recent phenomenon. Despite the threat posed by these groups, he added, security authorities and the prosecution service are on alert and continue to carry out operations to counter their influence, especially in crimes related to drug trafficking. Regarding Operation Jericho and the repercussions on PRD Deputy Raul Pineda, he assured that the Drug Prosecutor's Office is gathering additional evidence to comply with the requirements of the Supreme Court of Justice, and to send the file to that court again. In a ruling on the 11th of July with the report of Judge Olmedo Arrocha, the Supreme Court of Justice saved the PRD politician from being prosecuted for his ties to Operation Jericho. The reason? Arrocha considered that the information provided by the public ministry up to that point was insufficient. Caraballo mentioned that there is an investigation related to decentralization in public management, and added that the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office is in the process of obtaining evidence to determine the existence of criminal liability. He said he expects to receive more complaints. So far, the ones he has received are generic, and no specific cases of mismanagement of funds by community councils or mayors have yet been identified. During Laurentino Cortizo's government, at least $320 million was distributed among communal councils and municipalities controlled by the PRD, a scandal known as parallel decentralisation, which was uncovered following an investigation by La Prensa. Jorge Churro Ruiz, who was head of the Contracts Administration Office of the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, in the government of Ricardo Martinelli from 2009 to 14, turned himself in on the morning of Wednesday to serve the prison sentence imposed on him for his participation in the Blue Apple case. Ruiz had reached a plea agreement, validated by the then second judge of liquidation of criminal cases, Baluisa Martinez, on August the 22nd of last year. This was on the first day of the trial of politicians, contractors and former officials for money laundering, corruption and falsification of documents. That same day, Judge Martinez also validated an agreement in favour of Maria Antonio Lee, Ruiz's wife. On November the 13th, Martinez issued a ruling in which he sentenced eight people to 60 to 168 months in prison, including former Ministers of Public Works Federico Suarez and Jaime Ford, as well as the former President of the Board of Directors of the Caja de Oros, Ricardo Francolini. Ruiz is also being prosecuted in five open cases for the contracts awarded by the MOP for the road reorganization, Domingo Diaz, Via Brasil 1 and 2, Coastal Strip, and the so-called Historical Heritage. The Ministry of Economy and Finance agreed to a $1 billion financing with the US bank JP Morgan Chase Bank to partially finance the seasonal liquidity needs of resources from the current 2024 budget. The resolution, published in the Official Gazette on the 16th of October under number MEFRES 2024-2847, indicates that the financing will come to a final maturity of 3 years and is part of the authorisation given by the Cabinet Council to the Ministry of Economy and Finance to sign financing structures with different local and international entities for an accumulated amount of up to $3 billion. Panama has agreed to its financing at a time when the Minister of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman, has indicated that they are cleaning up public finances and will maintain a conservative policy regarding public debt, which is close to $52 billion, with a policy of cutting $1.387 billion, but at the same time with lower revenues. Contract in this case with JP Morgan for $1 billion establishes an initial commission rate that Panama will have to pay, equivalent to 0.5% of the total amount of the commitments. The National Police have arrested a minor allegedly involved in the death of Juan David Garcia Gonzalez, a young man who had been missing since the 5th of October. Garcia Gonzalez's body was found in a state of decomposition on the night of Wednesday, the 16th of October, in an abandoned building in Corundu. Authorities immediately began their investigations. The detained minor was seen in the area and, according to authorities, could be related to the death of Garcia Gonzalez. The Public Prosecutor's Office reported that the minor will be brought before a judge for the formulation of charges and the application of precautionary measures. According to preliminary investigations, the victim was last seen in the company of a young woman. Garcia Gonzalez, 16 years of age, had speech and hearing disabilities. The Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences is carrying out an autopsy on the body to clarify the circumstances of his death. The disappearance of Garcia Gonzalez triggered the Amber Alert. This is a protocol designed for the rapid location of minors in cases of disappearance, abduction, or kidnapping. Now, here's one you might find of interest. The Ministry of Health, MINSA, reported on Thursday that no patient, national or tourist, who imports their medications or cosmetics for personal use under the terms established in 358 of Executive Decree 27 of May the 10th of this year, will lose them or have them confiscated. In this regard, the Ministry of Health noted that the intention of Communique 111 DNF 2024 of the Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs, dated the 10th of October, is to guide users who have had some medications or cosmetics retained by the National Customs Authority at the airport, or who are requested authorization through courier messenger services on the documentation they must present for their recovery. Now, since many of them express frustration at knowing which authority to go to or what documents to present to reacquire their medications or their cosmetics. Therefore, the entity stressed that it has not implemented any additional requirements or procedures to those set forth in Article 358 of Executive Decree 27 of the 10th of May of this year. But on the contrary, it has tried to develop an easy-to-understand guide on the requirements contained in the regulation that must be presented to the National Directorate of Pharmacy and Drugs in order to recover medicines or cosmetics previously retained in other instances. Now, Article 358 of Executive Decree 27 of the 10th of May indicates that in order to import cosmetics for personal use through courier or traveller services, the importer is obliged to submit details, invoice, airway bill, copy of ID or passport, and a letter of release of responsibility from the health authority. Import to up to 6 units per person with a volume not exceeding 500 millilitres per month does not apply to cases with a content greater than that authorised. In the case of kits, the content must not exceed 6 products. Regarding medicines, for parenteral, biological, biotechnological and blood derivative medicines, cold chain maintenance is the responsibility of the importer. Present a medical prescription from a qualified professional. Submit the invoice, airway bill, copy of ID or passport and letter of release of responsibility from the health authority. The maximum amount should not exceed 6 months of treatment. In the case of travellers, they must also present the retention certificate. During the press conference held on Thursday, the President of the Republic, José Romolino, stated that the Ministry of Health measure that dictated new regulations for the importation of cosmetics and medicines for personal use through courier or messaging services would be eliminated. The measure was approved in May. This was during the previous government. If people travel and bring medicines that they need to take every day, they should bring them and benefit from the good prices while we fix this problem here, he said. And on that note, that ends our little roundup of some of the local stories compiled for you for today's programme.